Ezekiel chapter 27. The word of the Lord Jehovah came again to me, saying, Now, you son of man, take up a cry for Tyrus. And say to Tyrus, O you who are situated at the entry of the sea, who are a merchant of the people for many islands. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. O Tyrus, you have said, I am of perfect beauty. Your borders are in the midst of the seas, your builders have perfected your beauty. They have made all your ship boards of fir trees of Senir, they have taken cedars from Lebanon to make masts for you. Of the oaks of Bashan they have made your oars. The company of the Asherites have made your benches of ivory, brought out of the isles of Chittim. Fine linen with embroidered work from Egypt was that which you spread forth to be your sail. Blue and purple from the islands of Elisha was that which covered you. Those who lived in Zidon and Arvad were your mariners, your wise men, O Tyrus, that were in you, were your pilots. The elders of Gebel and its wise men were in you your calkers. All the ships of the sea with their mariners were in you to occupy your merchandise. Those of Persia and of Lud, Ethiopia, and of Phut, Libya, were in your army, your men of war, they hanged the shield and helmet in you, they set forth your beauty. The men of Arvad with your army were upon your walls all around, and the Gammadims were in your towers. They hung their shields upon your walls all around. They have made your beauty perfect. Tarshish was your merchant because of the multitude of all kind of riches, with silver, iron, tin, and lead, they traded in your fairs. Javan, Tubal, parts of Russia, and Meshech, they were your merchants, they traded the persons of men, slave traders, and vessels of brass in your market. Those of the house of Tagarma, Turkey, parts of Iran and Iraq traded in your goods, merchandise, with horses and horsemen and mules. The men of Dedan, Saudi Arabia, were your merchants. Many islands were the merchandise of your hand, they brought you for a present horns of ivory and ebony. Syria was your merchant because of the multitude of the wares of your making, they came to your markets with emeralds, purple, and embroidered work, and fine linen, and coral, and agate. Judah, and the land of Israel, were your merchants. They traded in your market wheat of Minnith, and panig, and honey, and oil, and balm. Damascus was your merchant in the multitude of the wares of your making, because of the multitude of all riches. In the wine of Helbon, and white wool. Dan also and Javan going back and forth occupied in your fairs, bright iron, cassia, and calamus, were in your market. Dedan was your merchant in precious clothes for chariots. Arabia, and all the princes of Kedar, they traded with you in lambs, and rams, and goats, in these they were your merchants. The merchants of Sheba and Rama, they were your merchants. They traded in your markets with chief of all spices, and with all precious stones, and gold. Haran, and Cana, and Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Ishur, and Chilmad, were your merchants. These were your merchants in all sorts of things, in blue clothes, and embroidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords, and made of cedar, among your merchandise. The ships of Tarshish sang of you in your market. And you were replenished, and made very glorious in the midst of the seas. Your rowers have brought you into great waters, the east wind has broken you in the midst of the seas. Your riches, and your fares, your merchandise, your mariners, and your pilots, your calkers, and the occupiers of your merchandise, and all your men of war, who are in you, and in all your company which is in your midst, shall fall into the midst of the seas in the day of your ruin. The suburbs will shake at the sound of the cry of your pilots. And all who handle the oar, the mariners, and all the pilots of the sea, will come down from their ships, they will stand upon the land. And will cause their voice to be heard against you, and will cry bitterly, and will cast up dust upon their heads, they will wallow themselves in the ashes. And they will make themselves completely bald because of you, and clothe themselves with sackcloth, and they will weep for you with bitterness of heart and bitter wailing. And in their wailing they will take up a cry for you, and cry over you, saying, What city is like Tyrus, like the destroyed in the midst of the sea? When your wares went forth out of the seas, you filled many people. You enriched the kings of the earth with the multitude of your riches and of your merchandise. In the time when you will be broken by the seas in the depths of the waters, your merchandise and all your company in your midst will fall. All those who live in the islands will be astonished at you, and their kings will be greatly afraid, they will be troubled in their appearance. The merchants among the people will hiss at you, you will be a terror, and will be no more.